Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Association of Manufacturers. News breaking overnight, there will be a vote of no confidence in UK Prime Minister Theresa May today in London. This comes on the heels of her pulling her Brexit vote just a few days ago. Okay, so now that yesterday's show between President Donald Trump, soon-to-be Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is over, what's next? The House at the moment is planning to take up a $5 billion wall funding bill, which might or might not pass. Republican leadership believes they'll be able to get 218 votes on their own. Democrats are obviously not going to pass this. Republicans say rebuking Nancy Pelosi, who said to the president that the House can't pass anything, is enough to snap their crowd into action. We're a bit more skeptical they'll be able to get this through. 44 lawmakers were out yesterday. 20 of them are people who will not be returning next Congress. If the House somehow manages to pass this, the Senate then will fail to get 60 votes on that bill, which could, in theory, reset this process by the end of the week. We're a few fits and starts away from this getting real. The president probably needs to see that the $5 billion bill won't cut it before they get to the negotiating phase. A shutdown remains very likely. It just doesn't seem like a deal is in the works or close to being in the works. And that brings us to this. How could Congress get out of this mess? The basic off-ramp is clear. It doesn't seem like the president is interested in any deal, and Democrats made their position clear yesterday. The way out of this is that Trump folds and allows Congress to pass a stopgap bill with the current border funding structure. He has already touted that as being effective. He could probably extract some concessions around the edges to help him sell it to himself and his base. He'll blame Democrats and say he'll come back next year with a request for more money. But can Congress keep government closed for nearly 2 weeks? There are 13 days between the funding deadline and when Democrats take over the House. Pelosi could begin the 116th Congress by passing a stopgap to end the partial shutdown. At that point, it would likely fly through the Senate and Trump would have to sign it. There are plenty of Republicans and Democrats who think this is the most likely scenario at the moment. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, big news in her quest to become the speaker once again. Heather Cagle, Rachel Bate, and John Bresnahan report she is close to a deal with the so-called rebels, an accord that would put her on the brink of the speakership. This deal would have Pelosi serve at most 2 terms after term limits are imposed on the leadership. She gets one more term for sure, and a second if she can get the support of 2/3 of the caucus. Spotted at the White House, Donald Trump praising Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell yesterday during a Christmas party. The AP is reporting that Jared and Ivanka can benefit from the opportunity zones language in the tax bill they helped cobble together. Trump's Attorney General nominee Bill Barr has given more than $500,000 in political contributions. That, per the Washington Post, the president has just one thing on his schedule today, signing an executive order establishing the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.